any time, girl. Step inside my mind. I'm 5 years ahead of my time. Look into my mind. Look ahead, go behind. I'm 5 years ahead of my time. Doing exactly what I want to. Society can play with my mind. If you love me, baby.
Much Rock podcast number 772. I'm your host, Sid Souter. I'll be with you here for the next 28 minutes as we talk about the albums that I picked up this week and I play my favorite track from each. We start with one from the Loons from San Diego. They were covering 5 years Ahead of My Time. Originally, that was a 1967 single from the Third Bardo, but this one is on the Still Primitive LP that came out February 6th on Chiputa Records to celebrate their 100th release. It is a song-for-song covering of a Get Primitive 1985 compilation of Pebbles tracks made by Greg Shaw of Bomp. It is just all garage rock, freak beat, and a little bit of psych in there as well, and it's just a wonderful compilation there. I got music for you this week. I'm going to play some of it. We're going to start here with Helen Love. This one's called An Ordinary Lover's Story.
Trying to work out how to make a way. Just two kids. never been tough, but sometimes you have to say that's enough. I'm hiding out in the trees once again, lost in the leaves, hide my eyes and
back to the Too Much Rock podcast. We just heard from Heavenly with the song Portland Town. That's on the band's upcoming album Highway to Heavenly that'll be out February 27th on their own Skepwax. Originally they were based out of Oxford in the UK, but they broke up many years ago and scattered across the country. This is their first album back in, I don't know, 40 years? Really, not 40, but it seems like it, and it's so nice to have them back. Initially I listened to the album and thought, oh, it's fine, but then I listened to it again and again and again and again and again, and it just kept getting better. So I think that will be the same for you. Give that one a listen. You're going to enjoy it. Before that, we heard from Helen Love with An Ordinary Lover's Story. That is on a four-song, 7-inch called Some Effin' Love Songs that came out February 14th to celebrate Valentine's Day. That's on Precious Recordings of London. Helen is based out of Swansea in Wales, I believe. It is nice to hear from Helen as well. Always happy when something new pops up there. Anyway, let's continue on here. Let's move on to Charm Wrestle. This song is called Us.
I was feeling kind of down. Words were swinging round and round. Days were drifting, days were clouds. Birds kept making chirpy sounds.
Thank you. effort to keep our song lengths near the two and a half, 3 minute mark, and that way we could do three more songs a night.
Two, three more songs a night.
Two, three more songs, make three more fans and move three more takes a night. Well, Letterman was killing Leno when he first went to CBS, but Leno got his start at stand-up back in Boston, and I guess that's how he knew that the key to the viewer's heart was the opening monologue. So he left early and he came home late. He worked like a fucking dog to do three more jokes a night.
Two, three more jokes a night.
Two, three more jokes, get three more laughs, go up three more points a night.
Something there. That is Don Lennon with the song Three More Songs a Night. That was on his two CD set, Nick and Mary, which came out in 2011, though I just discovered that one. Came out on his own Martin Phillip label. He may or may not be based out of Boston, and he may or may not still be active. Who knows? He's a man of mystery. I was a big fan of him when I first discovered him years ago, and I never knew that album existed. I found it last week and was very happy to pick it up. Before that, we heard from Charm Wrestle with the song Us. That's on Longer Days with Venus in the Afternoon. It's just a six-song self-released digital-only EP from that London band. Came out July of last year, 2025. Wonderful little indie rock there. I think some songs kind of remind me of Pavement, and I know that's going to make some of you very happy. I guess I should show how the podcast works now. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, keep you coming back week after week. I'm going to turn things up a little bit, a little more snot. This is the Oxys with Rock and Roll Eyes.
Build a love fight. I fell in love in between your thighs. Forever.
headphones are dripping with attitude. That was The Rumors with the song Hey You. That's from the band's second album, Suck It, which came out in 2020. Self-released, so that was available on vinyl from that Waterloo, Iowa band. Before that, we heard from the Oxys with the song Rock and Roll Eyes. That was on A Date with the Oxys that came out in 2022 on Deadbeat Records, that band based out of Austin. Those two are on tour. I saw them in Kansas City a couple nights ago, and they were fantastic. And those are early albums from the pair that I had not picked up, and I grabbed them. They tell a good story of where the band came from. I think their new stuff is much better, but those songs there, they do kind of rock, don't they? Anyway, we are out of time, so let me go ahead and wrap things up. Let you know you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 772, and I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on any of your favorite social media networks like Instagram, Facebook, Blue Sky, or YouTube. Looking over the concert calendar, lots of things starting to pop up. Drifter's playing the replay on the 23rd and matinee show. Redder Moon is at Mini Bar that night. On the 24th, D-Fibs are at Skate Bar. Creepy Jingles are at Rhino on the 25th. On the 27th, Mace Mouth plays at Hillsiders. 28th, Virga is at the replay. Into March on the 6th, William Elliott Whitmore at the Record Bar. Rex Hobart at Knuckleheads that night. Stiff Middle Fingers at the replay. Stiff Middle Fingers plays the next night, the 7th, at the Mini Bar. Eggs on Mars are at Rhino. Paul Bear is at Record Bar. And then on the 10th, Sex Mex is at Howdy. Virga is at Farewell. Genre is at Hillsiders. All good things coming up there. Looking at the website, there's one new thing out there. Photos, videos, and my thoughts of the Agriculture, Knoll, and Missouri Executive Order 44 show. And again, lots more coming, I promise you. Anyway, I do have one more lined up for you. It's from Montreal band Agine du Poitrine. The song is called The Baba Hotel. It's on the band's Volume 1, which came out in 2024. Self-released, but you can get that on all your favorite formats. It's 6 tracks, about a half hour, so I don't know, is that an album? Is that an EP? Kind of right there in the gray area, right? The band is a duo, very much in the mathy, complex sort of world, and it's a very fun listen. So we're going to end things here with The Baba Hotel by Agine du Poitrine. Thank you very much for listening. We'll talk again next week.